Say, kids, what time is it?
It's time for Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
Holy mackerel!
Each week on Tuesdays, Charles joins us here on Money Life to give us the buy of the week.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And now, here's Charles Rotblat.
Sir, do we get to win this time?
Well, we think you win all the time when you get great information that helps you determine not just if you want to go for the stock of the week, the buy of the week, but also if you like the methodology and how you want to pursue stocks yourself. And that's what this segment is all about. We are joined each week by Charles Rotblat, author of Better Good Than Lucky, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal. For more information on either the journal or the association, it's aaii.com. And of course, you can follow Charles on Twitter, where he is at Charles Rotblat. Charles, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you for having me.
Our buy of the week is
AccuChem.
AccuChem, which is ticker symbol ATU. I wanted to put a C in there. ATU. Actuant is the company. This is a company I'm not that familiar with. It's an industrial firm, right?
It is. It has three big lines of business. It makes hydraulic industrial equipment. It makes rope and cable solutions for the energy market. It does electrical equipment for the solar, utility, marine business. And it also does position and motion control systems for on and off highway vehicle markets. So a little bit of a lot of different things.
And what makes it the buy of the week? What's happening right now in those businesses or with this company that makes you say, now's the time?
Well, this is a small cap company, so it's kind of going where a lot of people aren't looking. It has a market cap of about $2.8 billion. And they reported earnings last week, and they met expectations. The numbers were okay, weren't like great. Earnings were up about 4%. But the company raised guidance, and they actually said when they looked at the global markets, they expect the economy to kind of muddle along. So they're not taking this rose-colored view of the economy. They're saying the economy is still going to be in slow growth mode on a global basis, but we're upping our sales forecast, we're upping our earnings guidance. And that's what it actually brought up the stock on my stock screen. I took a look at it, and it was interesting because once they raised their guidance, 8 of the 13 analysts also increased their guidance. It has good price momentum. The stock's 26-week relative strength is 78, meaning it's outperformed 78% of all stocks out there, so it's doing pretty well. And I think it has a reasonable valuation, a decent financials. So here's an industrial company that's performing pretty well, raised its guidance. And if you think the economy on a global basis is going to improve, particularly in the U.S. after we get through these fiscal issues, and in Europe, this stock could have more upside than the numbers right now suggest.
However, its sales were flat. Although it raised its guidance, if you wanted to be picky about what you see in the numbers, you would say, yep, you can see a catalyst for growth and everything else, but we haven't seen it yet. At least not at top-line sales, right?
Yeah, and absolutely. And this is an industrial company, so you are taking on economic risk. You are taking risk in its individual market. So this is definitely a stock that's not without risk. I view this as a growth stock, and this is for someone who wants to take advantage of the economy, looking for more of a small-cap play that may be being overlooked and could have a potentially good story in the future. So I think the components are there for the stock to have some good growth. But if you get around a first quarter and all of a sudden it looks like they're adjusting their targets downward, that would certainly be a risk, and that would be a reason to reevaluate the stock. So even though I am saying this is a buy, I'm not saying the stock doesn't have risk. There are certainly some risks involved with it.
Now, let's go the other side of this, which is small cap stock, something that, I mean, it's got reasonable analyst coverage with 13 analysts following it. But do we particularly like that space? Do we like small caps right now? Is this the time when we would expect, given where the economy is, small caps to be getting their traditional little bit of extra kick than you get in large caps?
Well, a lot of people like to look at small cap versus large cap as in terms of where are we at in terms of the economy. I prefer to look at it as an individual investor, where are you going to get more of an advantage? We could talk about Apple, we could talk about Exxon. but there's a lot of other people looking at those stocks too. So as you go smaller in size, you're going to have less people looking at the stocks, a greater chance of stocks being mispriced. We know over the long term, the data says small cap does better than large cap. So I view it, get all the fundamentals right. And then if you have two stocks that look even and you, among your characteristics, and one's a small cap, one's a large cap stock, then go for the small cap stock. So I'm not saying buy small over large cap, but I am saying given the preference, I think I like small cap stocks better because I do think they give individual investors more of an edge. And historically, they have done better than large cap stocks.
So we're back to looking at Actuant, ATU, our buy of the week. And you talked about where it's trading relative to values. What is the upside potential here? I mean, if somebody's going to get in on this, as you pointed out, they raised their guidance on earnings estimates, et cetera, forecast up slightly. Are we expecting big gains? Or are we expecting gains that are kind of in line with what they did with their earnings estimate?
I would say moderate. The stock is trading at 18.4 times fiscal 2014 earnings. And they just completed their last fiscal year, so they don't operate on a traditional fiscal year. But using that valuation and using actually the consensus estimate, which is near the high end of the recent guidance for earnings of $2 to $2.10 per share, the stock's trading about 18 times earnings. The five-year average of the stock has been 20.9. So I think there's about a good 10% upside over the next 6 to 12 months, possibly more if somebody waits and the market pulls back because of the current fiscal issues. But I think if we do actually look at the global economy getting better than people expect and their markets getting better, I think there could be more upside than that. I just don't want to go out on a limb, forecast those events are going to happen, and then base my targeted valuation on that assumption.
So conservatively, we're looking at least 10% upside, possibility of more. It is the buy of the week. Actuant Corporation, ticker symbol ATU. And of course, the guest of the week, well, that's Charles Roeblatt, because he's the only one that joins us twice every week. He'll be back tomorrow with the sell of the week. Charles, look forward to talking with you then.
I do as well.
Now remember, if you want to get more information on all the stuff Charles is doing, well, it's AAII.com or follow him on Twitter at Charles Roeblatt. There is much more to go on the October the 8th edition of Money Life. Up next, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite stock pickers ever. And you won't believe who it is. Stick with us. Money Life will be right back.